Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope that all of you had a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 10th day of the Omer and for making it a part of your day. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month. And every penny will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Food Campaign. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Donations for any amount to help this vital cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger, and every penny makes a difference. As I mentioned on Friday's call, I am once again pleased to share that the OU will be hosting a virtual armchair conversation with Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs and Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg on the topic of the Jewish people in a post-corona world, finding hope beyond the darkness. This conversation will be moderated by Rabbi Stephen Weil and will take place immediately following this call that we are on right now. This is not to be missed, and I really highly encourage all of you, our dear callers, to participate. There is a link to access the program in today's email, or you can go directly to together.ou.org. That's together.ou.org, immediately following today's Tehillim call. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Yisrael Gottlieb, Mor D'Asra of Congregation Beis Torah in Suffern, New York, to share Divrei Chizik, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Gottlieb reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 27, and 130. Please note, due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Gottlieb will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but will not be doing it responsively or pausing between Pesukim, so that all of us on the call can say it together with him in unison. I have also asked Rabbi Gottlieb to please recite the Perek, the chapter number in Hebrew and English, before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that we can turn to the right page. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Gottlieb will be reciting the Mishaberach Lecholim, the welfare prayer for those whom are sick. Please note that Rabbi Gottlieb will pause at the appropriate point to which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the names of all of those whom we are praying for. If you do not know someone's Hebrew name, it is okay to say it in English. Following the Mishaberach, Rabbi Gottlieb will conclude with Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's call. And with that, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gottlieb.
Thank you, Naftali. And I want to thank the Orthodox Union for being so instrumental in keeping us together and in joining us in this important endeavor of Torah and Tefillah at this difficult time. Also, I want to thank all of you who've taken time out of your days to join us. And I know the middle of the day can be challenging. And the fact that we are united in Torah study and in prayer together should serve as a merit to bring refuah, to bring healing, and to bring comfort to those in need. I want to share with you a thought that is a part of what I shared with my synagogue in my online Shabbos Hagadol Drasha this year. And it starts with what is one of the most iconic moments in everyone's Seder, and that is the retelling of the story of the five great rabbis, the five great Chachamim, who gathered in Bnei Brak to participate in a Seder like no other. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tirfon, Rabbi Akiva spent the night discussing the story of leaving Mitzrayim, of the Exodus from Egypt, until in the morning the students came And they told them, our rabbis, the time for the recitation of the morning Shema has arrived. At that time, the rabbis adjourned, and they joined their students for the Shema. And the obvious questions are why these rabbis were together, why in Bnei Brak, where were their wives, and how could they themselves not have recognized that the time had come for the morning Shema recitation. Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, the great author of the Sri De'esh, in his commentary to the Haggadah, notes that these rabbis gathered together at a very critical moment in Jewish history. This was the post-Chorban, the post-destruction moment in Jewish history. The Romans had destroyed the temple. They had banned public Torah study. And every one of these rabbis was a wanted man who, under penalty of death, was warned not to discuss and not to disseminate Torah. Nevertheless, despite the hardship, despite the oppression, despite the difficulty, they gathered together in hiding, in total secrecy, to share and to tell over the story of leaving Egypt. Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg points out, therefore, that they could have not known that the morning light had come, because they were shrouded in darkness, protected by the sentries who stood outside, their students, to ensure their safety. Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg also points out that while the world and the Jewish world plunged into darkness and despair, these great rabbis not only did not, but they spent the night in celebratory retelling of the experience of leaving Egypt, knowing without a doubt that they too would be redeemed, that they too would be saved. And he points you to a Gemara in the end of Maseches Makos. The Gemara in the end of Makos tells a story. The story is of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua walking on the Temple Mount and seeing a fox walk out from the place that housed in the past the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh Kodeshim. And as Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua began to cry, Rabbi Akiva began to laugh. And why? So the Gemara explains, because Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua could only see the ruin. They could only see the destruction. Rabbi Akiva could see that the ruin was the prelude to redemption. He could see that the suffering was in and of itself the first step towards the celebration of redemption. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin that Bnei Brak was the hometown of none other than Rabbi Akiva. The great Rabbi Akiva, who saw the light in darkness, who saw redemption through oppression, who saw salvation through suffering, that Rabbi Akiva, his hometown was Bnei Brak. If you had to go to a seder in the first year after destruction, in the wake and the shadow of ruin, in the despair and depression of new exile, where would you go? Go to Rabbi Akiva. Because he will tell you, this will be okay. This will be good. We shall survive. We shall prevail. The great Winston Churchill once commented that a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity, and an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Rabbi Akiva was the ultimate optimist. He saw the opportunity that every difficulty presented. He saw the fact that it would lead to redemption. And if we view the world through Rabbi Akiva's lens, and we recognize that the suffering and the difficulties we go through now are a prelude to great celebration and great redemption, will view them differently. And God willing, together, we will merit to see that redemption come about. We're now going to recite the three chapters of Tehillim. We're going to begin with Perek Chof, with chapter 20. We'll recite them slowly and together. I will give you time to turn the pages in between. Beginning with Perek Chof, chapter 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor Lidovid. Yancho Adonai Biyom Tzoro. Yisagev Choshem Elohei Yaakov. Yishmach Ezricho Mikodesh. Humitzion Yisodeko. Yizkor Kol Minchosecho. Golo Sicho Yidashne Selo. Yiten Licho Chilvovecho. Vichol Asosecho Yimalei. Niranino Bishuosecho. Uvshem Eloheinu Nigol. Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecho. Ato Yodati Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kodesho, Bigvuros Yesha Yimino, Eile Vorechev, Vele Vasusim, Vanachnu Bishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hemo Koreu Vinofolu, Vanachnu kamnu vanis odod. Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yanenu Viyom Koreinu. Perek Chof Zayin, chapter 27. Lidovid Adonai Ori Vishi Mimi Ira. Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mini Efchod. Bikrov Olai Miriam Lechol Es Bisori. Sorai Voivaili Hema Choshlu Vinofolu. Im Tachane Olai Machane Loiroli Bi. Im Tokum Olai Milchoma Bizos Ani Voteach. Achas sho'alti me'es Adonai, osa avakesh. Shivti b'veis Adonai, kol yemei chayai. Lachazos b'noam Adonai, ulevaker b'heicholo. Kis b'neini b'suko b'yom ra'o. Yastireini b'seiser oholo. Bitsur Yeromameni. Ve'atcho Yorum Roshi al Oyevai Sivosai. Ve'zbicho ve'olo zivchei Sirua. Oshira va'zamra ladunoi. Shema Adonai koli ekra. Ve'choneni va'neni. Licho omar libi bakeshufonai. Esponecha Adonai avakesh. Al taser ponecha mimeni. Al tat be'af avdecha. Ezrosiho yisa. Al titsheni. Ve'al tazveini Elohei yishi. Ki ovi vimi azovuni. Vadonai yasveini. Horeini Adonai darkecha. Unecheni beorach mishor leman shorirai. Al titineni benefesh tzorai. Ki komuvi eidei sheker. Bifeach chamas. Lulei hemanti liros bituv Adonai beeretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai. Chazak viyameitz libecho. Vikavei el Adonai. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Again, chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalos, Mimama Akim, Kirosich Adonai. Adonai, Shim'o Bikoli. Tiena Oznecho Kashuvos, Lekol Tachanunoi. Im Avonos, Tishmorya. Adonai, Mi Yamod. Ki Imcho Hasilicho, Liman. Tivorei, kivisi Adonai, kivitsa nafshi, velidvoro hocholti, nafshi ladonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed, Darbe imo fidus. Vehu yivde es Yisroel. Mikol avonosov. We're now going to recite the Mishaberech L'cholim, the prayer for the ill. At the pause, please insert the names of those to whom you are davening. Mishaberech Avosenu, Avram Yitzchok V'Yakov, Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo, Kuyivarech v'rapei es hacholim. Bavur shekulon misbalim bavuram bischarze hakadosh baruch hu yimalerechem alehem lachlimam ulerapusam. Ulachazikam ulachayosam, v'yishlach lohem meira, refuah shleima min hashamayim, l'chol evarehem, u'l'chol gideihem, besoch shar cholei Yisrael, refuas hanefesh, refuas haguf, hashto ba'agol v'zman koriv, v'nomar amein. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzora u'v'shivya, Ha'omdim bein bayom uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem alehem, v'yotzi'em mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afeila li'ora, u'mishibud li'gula, hashta ba'gol bizman koriv, v'nomar amein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Gottlieb. Once again, a reminder that starting in exactly 10 minutes, a yekish 10 minutes, we will have our featured program, the Virtual Armchair Conversation with Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs and Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, moderated by Rabbi Stephen Weil, on the topic of the Jewish people in a post-corona world, finding hope beyond the darkness. Please join us now at together.ou.org. That's together.ou.org. You can also click on the link in today's email. And with that, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sh'olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Ari Debitzer of Beth Israel Synagogue in Omaha, Nebraska. This concludes today's call. Please join us momentarily at together.ou.org. That's together.ou.org. As always, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, meaningful, joyful, healthy, and safe day.